Hello again, Bernie Miklas with you. We're here for another Bernie Miklas show on my YouTube channel. Please subscribe if you haven't. Even if you get irritated with me, you still should subscribe. You can leave nasty comments that way. I never delete any nasty comments. Feel free to speak out. Just don't get mad at me if I come back at you. It's all good. It's all in the game. Anyway, please hit the like button. Please subscribe. I very much appreciate your support. Tip of the cap, as always. Wanted to have a little fun, but also combine that fun with some seriousness. I know that doesn't make any sense, but I'll explain. It's about Chaim Bloom, and I want to talk about the fact that he is obviously hanging around, talking to people, doing a lot of stuff. I'm sure still making background checks and all that stuff of what the Cardinals need to do, what everybody thinks. So the president in waiting, Chaim Bloom, is in Cardinals training camp in Jupiter, and he might as well be on planet Jupiter, and that's not a shot at him. I'll explain. You know, we can see the planet Jupiter because it's one of the brightest objects in the night sky, and we can see Bloom in Jupiter because he's on the scene to observe and network and prepare for his eventual takeover of the baseball operation after the 2025 season. But as it applies to Chaim Bloom, the planet Jupiter and the spring training Jupiter have something in common. We may be able to observe the planet, and we may be able to observe Bloom's presence in the camp at the other Jupiter. But alas, we cannot interview the planet, and we cannot interview the Cardinals' new baseball executive, the top executive, as soon as this coming season is over. The planet Jupiter is inaccessible, and so is Bloom as he roams and explores the baseball Jupiter. All right, enough of that wordplay with Jupiter. Listen, I don't have any complaints about this because I actually completely understand it. Bloom prefers to remain off limits to media inquiries, although it's my understanding that he'll say hello and he's very polite, and that's his nature. He's a good guy. But in terms of taking questions, no, that's kind of a no-go zone because he simply doesn't want to cross over into John Mozeliak's public orbit. And for his part, Mozeliak has said many times, he doesn't want to do anything to make a costly move or create a bigger mess for Bloom to inherit and have to deal with when the new baseball boss succeeds the outgoing boss. I think Mozeliak used the term, he wants Chaim to have a clean slate, and that's a good thing. By the way, Bloom and Mozeliak like each other. They're friendly. Mozeliak helped recruit Bloom to the Cardinals after talking to Bill DeWitt and finding out that the chairman viewed Bloom with respect and enthusiasm, thought he would be a good fit if Mo wanted to, you know, in effect, play a role in possibly finding the successor to his job. And the match really was a fit for what the Cardinals needed. And I know some of you, in fact, I got a couple of these comments last night or a couple nights ago, still think this whole farm system, minor league operation restoration is some kind of scam or something. Why don't you go to the Channel 5 website and watch the interview that J.J. Weatherholt did with Corey Miller of News Channel 5, 5 on your side. Go to their site, KSDK, and find that. You'll learn a few things about how excited the players are to see all these changes being made. But it's a scam. Okay, it's a scam. Anyway, Bloom and Mo, you know, they have a lot of conversations. I'm sure they get together. I know they exchange thoughts and opinions behind the scenes, and I'm certain that, as I mentioned, they're having extensive interactions. In Mo's final season on the job, Bloom respects the gentlemanly boundaries and is not going to encroach on Mo's turf to start yapping about issues that fall under Mo's jurisdiction. And I do believe Bloom is an honorable man. Everyone that I know that knows him tells me that. So, and these are people that I trust. You know, Bloom is not the type of coworker, who will leak gossipy things to the media or take undercover shots at Mozeliak to kind of make himself look good, right? Bloom's keeping his distance. He is an insightful and a perceptive man. And I will say this somewhat cynically. he probably recognizes, at least to some level, that there is nothing in it for him to be videotaped or photographed while standing next to John Mozeliak. That sounds terrible, but if you think about it, why would he want to be like seen as Mo's buddy? Manager Ali Marmol will never truly get a fair shake in our town because he carries, as I've said, the Mozeliak taint, the Mozeliak tarnish. Cardinals fans view him as a Mozeliak puppet. And the Cardinals fans, a lot of them anyway, they don't just want Mozeliak to be gone. Go. They also, when Mo goes, they want Marmol to go with him. Sack him at the same times. A package deal. Get out. And I'm not even exaggerating that because every time I talk about that stuff, inevitably someone will say, oh, you just, you know, you, this stuff's not as bad as you say. Yeah, the hell it isn't. Anyway, why would Bloom want to be seen on camera buddying up to Mozeliak? As crazy as it sounds, a bunch of photos. And I am having a little fun with this, but just a little fun. There's some seriousness to it, too. As crazy as it sounds, a bunch of photos that show Mozeliak and Bloom hanging out would immediately damage Bloom's reputation with the most aggrieved fans in baseball. Bloom's popularity and his approval rating would take a hit right away, and I'm not even joking at all about that. With the Cardinals, and especially Mozeliak, our Hamlet has gone bonkers with outrage over everything. So stay clear of this, Mr. Bloom. Don't get caught talking to Mozeliak in public, because as soon as it happens, the best fans in baseball, some of them, I'm kidding, will demand your immediate dismissal. And good gracious, do not even think about sitting next to Ali Marmol in the dugout before a game, because at that point, DeWitt would lose another 50,000 fans or so, maybe 100,000. I am exaggerating on purpose there. I certainly would like to know what Chaim Bloom is thinking. Sure, I'd love to know everything that's in his mind about this project of bringing the Cardinals back to their former glory. But number one, he's not answering my questions, or he's not answering any questions. And second, even if Chaim Bloom was answering questions, and I'm sure he will answer some at some point, I don't know when, but even if he is answering questions, he wouldn't be answering questions because he'd be talking around questions because he doesn't want to get boxed in on anything or say anything that reflects poorly on Mozeliak or people that have been in the Cardinals baseball operations department. There's nothing to be gained for him to do that. He also would like to just start clean. He doesn't want to live with the past, but he also doesn't want to try to prop himself up to look better by taking shots at the people that were in place before him. That's kind of self-serving, and that's just not his style. For example, if Bloom actually responded to a question about Ali Marmol by praising Marmol's work as a manager, nice having you here in St. Louis, Chaim. Good luck in your next stop. All right, I'm having some fun here. But yeah, can you imagine if Bloom, and this part is serious, what if Bloom decides to retain Ali Marmol after the season? Oh my gosh, what's that going to do for the popularity ratings of the new guys? I mean, this the baseball scene in St. Louis is such a mess right now. I've never seen it this unhappy, and I hope I never see it this unhappy again once things start to turn for the better. Because people are mad about everything. You know, even if I'll praise something, you know, it's like, and that's not just me. It's like whatever opinion you put out there about the Cardinals, you will find about 50% of the people want to tear you up, you know, and it's like, it's okay. That's what happens when everyone's angry. And Cardinals fans, for the most part, not all parts, for the most part, have a right to be frustrated and angry. Listen, I already knew that Bloom was highly intelligent, but he's reaffirming that by remaining silent and largely out of the way, by sharing even the most vanilla and meaningless views. He would likely infuriate the outrage wranglers on social media. Nobody wants to do that, right? But if I could ask Bloom questions right now, here's what I'd put on the list. I could go for a long, long time. You don't want me to do that, but I'll limit them to about 15 or so, and I'll try to go quick. Number one, just how messed up is this Cardinals baseball operation? Is it worse than you thought, even though you had much of 2023, or I should say 2024, to study everything? Number two, realistically, how soon will the substantial and overdue changes in the farm system slash player development operation lead to a definitive upturn of success at the big league level? 2 years? 3 years? Longer than that? Question number three, what will your payroll limitations be when you take over as the president of baseball ops? As an important member of the Tampa Bay front office, which is heralded by smart people, is heralded for being able to get a lot of success out of a really small payroll, and despite being able to win and even get to a couple of World Series despite spending a lot less than teams that are always throwing money around. It's an interesting thing because that's a plus. That's actually a good reason to hire you, Mr. Bloom. But does that mean Bill DeWitt hired you because he wants to have a Tampa Bay or Cleveland-sized payroll? That's just a question that's hanging out there. All right, question number four, and I'll stop rambling. Since Cardinals fans are absolutely obsessed with payroll size, I should ask, do you envision the Cardinals becoming a top 10 payroll team on the other side of this minor league player development rebuild? Do you think they should have a top 10 payroll team? Number five, what can you do to get Cardinals fans to actually like the team again? Number six, do you understand that an increasing percentage of the fan base thinks the Cardinals are now the Pittsburgh Pirates of the Midwest? How do you change that? How can you restore the faith in the franchise? Because, of course, some of that stuff's exaggerated by fans, but it doesn't change the fact that they're unhappy and they have reasons to be unhappy. Questions number seven. See, I'm asking these mythical questions, but then I'm also adding things to them, I guess, for context. Forgive me, dear viewer. Please forgive me. Here we go. Number seven, what are your thoughts on Ali Marmol as a manager? Ooh, boy. Can't wait till he answers that one when it's his job to answer that one. Number eight, if you choose to retain Marmol as the manager after 2025, are you aware that this will lead to a tsunami of outrage that will immediately erode your popularity? I wish I was exaggerating, but I'm not. Question number nine, in your experience, what are the qualities that you want to have in a manager? If the manager is smart and has a keen understanding of the modern games and doesn't believe that analytics is the work of the devil himself, if the profile is there to match your philosophy, do you care if that manager is a no-name kind of guy who wouldn't fire up a fan base that has lost about 450, last year lost about 450,000 tickets sold compared to 2022? And it's going to be worse this year. Question number 10. And yeah, you talk about a question he would never answer, but I'm having fantasy question series here on the Bernie Show. Number 10, if Marmol isn't retained after the season and you will be making that decision, would Albert Pujols or Yadier Molina be considered for the manager's job? By the way, this hat is the Santurce Crabbers, famous team, beloved team in Yadier Molina's homeland of Puerto Rico. Anyway, if Marmol is not retained after the season, would Albert Pujols or Yadier Molina be considered for the manager's job? I mean, seriously considered. And if so, which one? Molina or Pujols? Not going to answer that one. What about Skip Schumacher? Question number 11, do you like the job Randy Flores has done in overseeing scouting and drafting, and will he be retained? Your thoughts on him. Number 12, why have the Cardinals failed to tap into the full potential of young and talented players and pitchers when they reach the big leagues? Why do Cardinals fans and media always see these young, highly touted guys coming up here and failing, and they get traded or released or whatever, and then they succeed and go to all-star games as members of their new team? Why does this happen over and over again? Can you identify some of the things that have gone wrong there? Number 13, you trusted Bill DeWitt or you wouldn't haven't taken this job. You wouldn't have taken this job, sorry. So tell us why disgruntled Cardinals fans should trust DeWitt. You do. Why should they? Keep in mind, I mean this, and I'm talking to the viewers now, I mean this in very sincere way. As time goes by, there are fans, and I think a lot of fans, that just don't care as much or at all about the impressive level of success he's had in leading the franchise over a long period of time, because the people that are disappointed and disgruntled, disgusted or whatever, it's all based on what's happened once they started losing, with getting to the postseason and not doing anything, and then having some bad seasons on top of that. So that's the context for that question. Question number 14, which is very much related. St. Louis has definitely shifted into a what have you done for me lately mode with the Cardinals, and that's typical of sports. And some fans would, and I get this all the time, sell the team, sell the franchise to it, even though the Cardinals have won more postseason games than any team in the National League since he took over over his 29 seasons. So in your opinion, you know, I asked you in the previous question, you know, why should Cardinals fans trust DeWitt? Second question, follow-up question. How does he win back their trust in terms of what would your advice be? How do you integrate your duties running the baseball operation, but also keeping an eye on the popularity level of the Cardinals? I don't know how to quantify that, but if you thought a player was really, really good and would really help the Cardinals, and he would be a popular free agent signing for the Cardinals, would you try to talk DeWitt into that even if he had reservations? That might be a good example of a hypothetical I'm talking about. All right, number 15, final question. Unlike Boston, this is not a vociferous sports media market. That said, there is a lot of pressure to win and win big and win soon. The franchise has not been in this spot since the early 1990s until DeWitt's group came in and purchased the franchise after the 1995 season. How confident, Mr. Bloom, are you about turning this team around and restoring the Cardinals to their previous level of brilliance? In your time here observing and learning, have you discovered anything that gives you hesitation or gives you maybe a feeling of regret in terms of wanting to really take this job? Has anything kind of stopped you in your tracks for believing that the Cardinals can be great again and you can do a lot to help them get there? Any reservations about that now that you've been more immersed in the organization? All right, let me know what you think. Do not mind some of my weak attempts at humor in there. I was trying to make this fun. I like to laugh, even if you don't. But anyway, I appreciate you, as always, for watching the Bernie Miklas Show here on YouTube. And if you're in the St. Louis area, stay off the roads. Have a good day.